Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. It has been a few months since I did my last podcast. And you know what's funny? When I was recording my last episode, all the positives that we learned from the lockdown, I thought I was wrapping it up. I thought we were just getting out of lockdown and life was going back to normal. And little did I know that 5 or so months later, we would be back into a mini lockdown and second wave and all that. So that goes to show you, you really cannot plan. You just have to go with the flow. So what I wanted to do today is just do this bonus episode and talk about dealing with uncertainty. We are going through some strange times. We wake up every day. We don't know what's coming. Are we in lockdown? Are we not? What's going to happen the next day? Are we going through the second wave? There's lots of uncertainty. There's lots of fear. There's lots of mixed emotions. And this time since March, when we first hit with this corona situation, I think we've all been through this emotional roller coaster, going through ups and downs and thinking we're at the end of it, and we're not. So what I want to do today is go through my three ways of dealing with uncertainty and hope I can give you some inspiration so you can go through your day-to-day feeling excited, feeling inspired, feeling motivated. And we all have to live our lives the best that we can, considering the circumstances. We can't put a pause on our life. Because, you know, there's not going to be a government announcement to someone saying, today, go back to your life. Today is the day. This is not going to happen. So we all have to be in control of our lives. We all have to live our life every day the best that we can. And, you know, life is a gift. If you're listening to this, you are alive. So just make the best of it. The life is yours. It's yours to make the best of it. It's not to waste and just hide yourself and just wait for that magic switch, because that magic switch is never going to happen. So what are my three ways of dealing with uncertainty? First of all, take it one day at a time. Live in the present. So how do that? When I wake up every day, if you know me and you've been following me, I wake up super early in the morning between 5 and 6. I do my morning routine, my hot water with lemon, a double espresso. And I wake up, and I always, when I wake up and it's very quiet at home, nothing is going on at home or outside, I just get this sense of, oh my God, I'm so excited for the day. And just sort of when you wake up, do not think about the news about corona. Just think about yourself. Just sit down, start your day in a positive mood, meditate, work out, do something that makes you feel and power that makes you feel you are in control of your day. And early mornings, I find this is the best time because no one's asking for you to do anything. So start your day by empowering yourself by doing something that shows that you have your control of your life. And break it down and think, today is the day. Write down your to-do list. These are the things that I am going to achieve. These are the things that I need to do to feel inspired, to feel creative. Don't start thinking about what is going to happen in 6 months' time, what is going to happen in a year's time. We've all learned from the last 9 months or so that you can't really make plans. So instead of worrying about what's going to happen in a year's time, just focus on today and make today the best that it can be. You need to make your own choices of what you need to do and how you want to live your life. You need to be in control. So, you know, just following some of the government directives here in the UK. So when we first came out of the first lockdown back in June, government announcement, everyone go back to work and grab coffee on their way. Then in July, it was go to the pubs, go and support the hospitality industry. In August, we had another directive, which was go eat out. We need to help the hospitality industry. We'll pay half. And then back in September, everyone get back at home. And this is your last chance to save lives. So, you know, we've been getting mixed messages and it's really hard. You know, you want to take it a day at a time, but I guess you have all those obstacles around you. So, for example, when it was announced about 10 days ago, oh, you know, we've told you go back to work, but if you can work from home, work from home. And, you know, I sat down and I thought, you know, I have my small business. When I was in lockdown, I really suffered being at home and sort of waking up, doing my work and then being still at home. That didn't work for me. Yeah, I think my mental health really suffered. And for me, just going to a place of work was really important. So when all this was announced and sort of opening the office or going to the office is optional, I had a few people from my team come to me and say, oh, Maria, we hope you keep the office open because we really need that separation from home to work. And you know what I thought? I am going to open my office. You know, I'm a small business. I have a very small team. So I thought, you know what? Even if no one shows up, I'm going to go there, unlock the office, go there in the morning, dress for it, spend my day again, even if it's just myself, finish my day and then go back home. And that for me was really important to do. And so that's what I did. And there were a few people from work who chose to come to the office and others who chose to work from home. And that is okay. That is okay for everyone to do what it feels like. But for me, that was a priority. And that's kind of the number one thing that would help me with my mental health. Now, other things that I've cut down that I'm not exposing myself, I've switched and I'm working out with online platforms, so I'm not going to the gym. I do go to an occasional restaurant. I don't go out as much as I did in August. So I've been doing my own manicures and pedicures at home and I haven't been to a nail salon. So it's about prioritizing and seeing what is important for you to take a risk while being safe, you know, wearing the mask, sanitizing, social distancing and all that. What is it your priority? What is the biggest thing that you need to do to make yourself feel happy on a day-to-day basis? That was very important for me. But then you can cut out on other things. So I think every day you have to live the best that you can. Every day you have to find your balance and you have to prioritize and do whatever feels right for you. Now, my second tip is work on yourself. And this past weekend in the UK was a very good example. We are kind of semi-lockdown and we've had a non-stop 3 days of rain. Now, literally 100% rain, morning, lunch and evening. It was ongoing for 3 days. And I'm not even joking. And that was the time that Yeah, I mean, we're in semi-lockdown. I'm not really planning to go out at all, but I was going to go for a walk. I may have gone and picked up a couple of things from a store. I may have done a few things if the weather was great, but the weather wasn't great. It wasn't very conducive to going out and getting drenched. So I was indoors for almost 3 days. And that kind of forced me into an even bigger lockdown. So 3 days at home, what do you do? I am in this new kind of situation right now. I want to read one book a day. It does happen over the weekends. It doesn't happen during the week, obviously, because I have the work and it's busier. But I bought a whole bunch of books and I have them on my coffee table. And every day I will pick a book and read a few pages. Sometimes I would read one book in a row, or sometimes I would just read the chapter and move to the next book and vice versa. So when I have the time, I work on myself. And there's no better time than when there's not like a lot that you can do, that you can work on yourself. Read books, listen to podcasts, learn something, change something about your life. I've changed my diet recently and I've been reading on how great it is to eat more vegetables and do juices. And I'm not here to do a nutritional podcast. I am no expert in any way, but I have revamped my diet. I'm eating a lot more vegetables. I do eat occasional meat, but I've cut down a lot and I've increased my vegetables through juicing. And, you know, that's something that I don't know whether I would have done if we weren't on lockdown, but I forced myself to look into my diet and be very honest about what was working and what wasn't. So working on myself, reading books, listening to podcasts, revamping my diet. And even this weekend, as you know, I'm decluttering and cleaning up all the time. And I want my space to be minimal and open and zen. So I've been reading another book on decluttering and I've been watching this series on Netflix on how to get organized. And I've started reorganizing my kitchen cupboard. So that is another thing. So use any time that you have as a gift to work on yourself. Maybe you learn something new. Maybe you go on YouTube. Maybe there's a skill that you want to learn, photography or editing or just picking up a hobby. There's no better time than to do that. So my second way of dealing with uncertainty is forget about everything else and work on yourself. And my third tip to deal with uncertainty is enjoy every day like it's your last. And what I mean by that, if someone came to you and said, you have 1 year to live, how would you change your life right now? Every day that you wake up and you're alive is a gift. Don't think, oh, I'm going to live for so many more years. What if you only had 1 year to live? How would you change your life? How would you conduct your everyday? What were the things that you do? I do truly believe that we have to value every single day we wake up, we're alive. It is a celebration and you have to make the best of it because a lot of people are not in your shoes and they're suffering or they're going through so much in their lives and they're unwell. And I'm not even talking about COVID, so many other things out there. So if you wake up, you're alive, make the best of every day. And I remember back in the summer when they opened the air bridges and they said, oh, you can travel to all those countries. The next day I booked a flight. I was in Greece and I spent a few days there. And that was the best decision I ever made. And a few weeks later, they closed the air bridges so I couldn't go anymore. So here you go. Just live every day. Make the best of it. Do what you feel like doing. Obviously, you know, we have to be careful and we have to follow all the rules and make sure we keep everyone else around us safe. But just go for it. Just do what feels right for you. You are in control of your life and live every day and give it the best that you can. So with that in mind, I hope I help you guys just get a little bit more clarity and live your best life any way you can right now under the circumstances. I also have, there's a chapter in my book, How to Make It Happen, that talks about dealing with rejection, which is very similar to how you can deal with uncertainty and shocking news. So do check it out. And we will speak soon. I love you guys and hope you all have a wonderful fall season. Take care. Bye. If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.